with every individual on the face of the earth, with every animal, with every tree, with every ocean, with every planet, with every galaxy, because I am one with the central exchange. I am one with the infinite Father, who is one with all. And this is the secret which Moses came to reveal. Jesus, John, Peter, so many. The secret which we are learning now, because now is the time for us to learn it. Now we're ready to learn it. And now we're ready to learn how to live it. Therefore, I care not what mortal man can do to me, for there is no mortal man. I care not what mortal conditions can do to me, for there are no mortal conditions. And this would seem to be suicide. But how can there be suicide for the life of God? It is the acceptance that the life of God is my life. And because we have not accepted it, we do not know the power of it. Now, where did Joel get his power? Why could he do these things that were the same miracles that Jesus did on earth? Where did his power come from? It wasn't his muscles. It wasn't his great human mind. It wasn't his human intelligence. It was because he could say, there is no Joel standing here. You're looking at a lie. All that stands here is the invisible Christ of God. And when you come to Joel, you're coming to that invisible Christ. You're coming directly to the tree of life. And so the miracles flowed. Well, there's hope for us. Peter wasn't very smart. He was just a great big, eager, willing, trusting, good-hearted, kind individual. And when he saw the miracles, and finally through his skull came the idea of what it was all about, why, he was able to go forth and do likewise. So you're going to find that you either believe in one or two. You either have developed the consciousness of one or two, and depending on which consciousness you have, the consciousness of one or two, that will determine your experience. There is only one life, is the consciousness which is called Christ consciousness. And there is God life and other lives, is the consciousness which is called the Adam man consciousness or the you man consciousness. And it, as we all know, is not under the law of God. Now suppose tomorrow when you walked out into this world, You found a condition in your business that you didn't like at all. Very unhappy about it. Or you found a condition related to your family that really threw you for a great loss. Or you found some kind of relationship in your life that was very upsetting. Or the doctor said, look at this slide, look what it says, look at the problem you've got there. We've got to do something quick. Now this is what life throws at us every day. What are you going to do about it? Now if you've been living in the consciousness that one life is all there is, and it's not this visible one, and it's here, and it's mine, and because I am this one invisible life, I am connected to the infinite invisible life. It is all one. My father is the sun, and I'm a sunbeam. You can't tell me I'm a dirty sunbeam, or a sick sunbeam, or an unhealthy sunbeam, because there's only one kind of sunbeam. It's made of the substance of the sun. And you can't tell me my life is dying, or sick, or disturbed, because the only life I have is the life of God, and that's not dying, sick, or disturbed. We must be in that consciousness. And then whatever the world has to throw at us, we're ready for. Then you meet it with the knowing that this is who I am, period. And that's it. It's done. And then wait. Wait for the ugly fruit to change to the good. That should be clear to all of us. Because until we get that out of the way, there's not going to be the flow on the higher levels, the unfoldment, and the great lifting up into the real initiation. And so we have our tree of life, the one consciousness of God, undivided, everywhere, unopposed, invisible, and it is the consciousness of everything that exists. And it is now running a perfect universe, in spite of what the world may show me. Nothing can change this perfect universe from being on this earth. That's your one consciousness. Let's see what some of the psalmists have said. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And so translated it means what we've been talking about. I need only know the truth. Only know the truth. And that word know doesn't mean in my brain. You can't know in your brain that you are an invisible being. The knowing must come from living in the center until the invisible self declares itself and knows for you, just as we learn that we must let the invisible self love our neighbor for us. So must the invisible self know for us that I am this invisible being. This brings us into the perfect infinite law, takes us out of violation and breaks karmic law. We're white as snow. We don't have to go back 10 generations to find out what we did that was wrong so that we can live out our sins now and pay for them. We break karmic law the instant we are one with the tree of life. Now there is a short period when after you have accepted the truth of your being, you find you're keeping one eye open to see if something good is happening because you've accepted. But when you learn that that won't help you, in fact will hurt you, you won't take the yardstick and try to measure if the wound is getting smaller by the day. You will go into a perfect trust, knowing that nothing can change the activity of God in consciousness. You will release your friends, your children, your parents, your husband and your wife into the realization that they are the one life. I don't have to worry about them. I don't have to protect them. From what? If I'm going to protect them, I'm saying they're not the one life. The real protection is to embrace them in the realization of one life. Then you're giving them the great protection. Then the human footsteps will automatically follow. Now you may have seen then that as you accept the one life, you are laying aside your intelligence. You're not accepting one life but still reserving your intelligence. Your intelligence tells you that there are sick people in this world, dying people, hospitals crowded. That's your intelligence. This isn't a place where we have degrees of acceptance or degrees of oneness. This is where we go to the absolute acceptance. And I no longer have human intelligence. I no longer have a human lifespan. I no longer have human capacities to do anything. I've traded all those in for the reality of me in which nothing that I have is my possession. All that I have is the infinite self functioning where I stand. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Now that's the difference between the vanity of a man and the acceptance of the divine self. All of the human self, the human ego, the human body, the human mind, the human beliefs, all is no longer you. Rebirth means total. And that is the truth of your being accepted. There were only a few that we know of who could live in the tree of life. The rest of the world has been reincarnating back into the flesh, living under the law of Adam. The first Adam was the man of the flesh. The second Adam was the Christ. Jesus realized as the Christ, taking us out of the mistake of the first Adam into the tree of life. That is the way. Now, we have been told many times that there is strength in unity. And that is not true. You can take two illusions and join them into one, and you don't have any strength. You have the same weakness you started out with. Join two mortals and you do not have strength. The only union that has strength is the union with your true selfhood. And that is where the strength is, in spiritual union. That is where the power is. That is where the life unending is. That is where the peace is. And that is the new consciousness, which is really the one and only consciousness. Now, in this meditation we're going to have now, let us step out of the tree of good and evil, which means out of a personal selfhood. So that where you stand is no personal self, no human ego, no emotions, no concepts, no beliefs, no human mind. It's as if you're vanishing from the body. And we're accepting an invisible life which is perfect, can never leave, has always been here, which has flawless intelligence, is composed of every attribute of God, and is the sum and substance of all that exists. We are accepting invisible infinite being. As the answering response within comes, you will find you are being oned in consciousness with all who exist on this earth, with all who have existed, with all who ever will exist. There is no separation in all of time or space or all of eternity and infinity. There can never be a true separation. You are as one this minute with that which was called Jesus Christ as you are with those who will come 5,000 years from today. And the infinite law of harmony is working accordingly. Every tomorrow is already existent in this invisible self that you're recognizing as your own. And if you are recognizing this invisible self, every tomorrow that follows must be in divine law. This continuing consciousness is the entire purpose of the human experience, to come into a continuing consciousness that I am the infinite invisible itself. The one infinite tree of life. And all that expresses in the tree of life is mine. All that the Father hath is mine. I accept it all in joint heirship with everyone else. And because infinity is the measure, no one is truly lacking in reality. Therefore, if I accept lack, I am denying the very one infinite self which I am now accepting. At other times, the evidence of your senses will be so overpowering that you will find it difficult to stand rooted in the truth. But remember the lesson in which you looked at the problem and you realized that not only was it hypnotism, but it was hypnotism of many senses. And so you took each sense one by one. And you dehypnotize that way to get rid of the layers of hypnotism. You first looked at the optical illusions, then the tactical illusions, then the auditory illusions. You took one sense and you opened it up and saw the illusion of this in various ways, and then you took the other sense and then the third sense, and it was a total compound of all senses under illusion that created the overpowering power that you could not step away from. But as you divide and conquer, you realize that there is no real hypnosis that you cannot overcome. If it's a fire, you'll see it. Recognize the non-reality of the visual illusion. And if you feel the heat, recognize the non-reality of the touch illusion. If you hear the fire engines, recognize the non-reality of the auditory illusion. And realize that all different senses are ganging up on you, and no sense can ever report the truth of that which is the infinite, real, invisible. You can stand on the nonsense of the senses, on the nothingness of sense perception. You can decentralize the activity of the senses so that you get right down to the nub, where hypnosis cannot gang up on you and take three or four of your senses and overpower them. Always, because you are the life of the one infinite invisible, and there is no other life, you can look at all sense misperception and know it cannot be. No one is murdering anybody. No crime is being committed. No planes are falling from the sky. No one is hungry. No war exists. This is living in the tree of life and accepting the one infinite invisible life as the only. And those of you who have done this know the power of it. We are not taking the evidence of this world, the great lie, and accepting one stitch of it. We are going back into the Garden of Eden in the one consciousness. That's our umbrella. One perfect consciousness present always. And it must manifest perfectly, so whatever showing that is not its manifestation does not exist. Now, I think we're clear on that. But if somebody gave you some tools, it wouldn't help just to tell you how to use them. You'd have to practice, practice, practice. This cannot be the truth of me, this pain, this limitation, this hardship, this antagonism, this hostility, this hate, this vengeance, this fear. It cannot be the truth of me because there is only one life. It is the life of God. Therefore, it is my life. That life is perfect life, and all else must be a lie. I must come to that, to live in the Garden of Eden, the one consciousness. Now, you can feel that consciousness knitting around us right now. And that consciousness is the power. It doesn't need any human help. It is moving throughout its own infinite self, maintaining itself in relation to you. So that the place whereon thou standest is under divine law. It is preparing your tomorrows. It is drawing your own unto you. It is crucifying all false concepts in your being, in your humanhood. It is redeeming. It is the power of the tree of life, and its fruit will show forth as the substance of your perfect experience. To the degree that you do not have a mind there that is wondering if this is so. You see how that little mind is going to get in there? That's where you must remain porter at the door of thought, so that that little mind does not tempt the Lord thy God with the doubts. Otherwise, you're back in duality. So it says finally, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The overcoming is the belief of a second self that is not divine. That's the overcoming. The overcoming of that belief that I am a second self, not divine, is to be fed by the truth and the power of it. And of course, this is life eternal. We've really covered the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, because all of it is about the tree of life and the imitation tree of life, the one consciousness and the divided human consciousness. Next week we have to go out of time and space, and then there'll be five more talks all told in this series. Time and space, and I don't know what the four after that are. We're going to finish, our last one will be August 13th, I think. in a series. And then without a surprise, starting after Labor Day. Okay, thanks very much.